gentlemen, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in. Time for the first editorial of the week. It is Monday morning. It is a Cornell Economic... No. Cornell Political Report featuring Jim McKinney and Big Al Cornell. Want to say a couple of things. The first thing I want to say is I spent a lot of time yesterday going over whatever I got, whatever I could go over in terms of the information that came out on some of the economic indicators, you know, and it was interesting. I was telling Jimmy off mic that even Paul Krugman, you guys' favorite economist, is absolutely lambasting the Atlanta Fed with their prediction of a 5.9% growth rate in the U.S. economy. What a bunch of crap. Anyway, having said that, Jimmy, you said you had some other things you wanted to talk about. Let's get it.
Yeah, let's quickly knock these things out. I know you don't have a lot of time.
I've got about 10 minutes, Jim.
Right. And hopefully we'll get the security certificates fixed so that the website's easy to access and all those things are done fairly soon. So for all you bloggers out there, don't worry. Corey has someone hired to work on it and get it done. But so the things that are important, I think, for today. One, the deception plan continues, which they're, you know, now announcing a scheduled court date in D.C. from Judge Chutkan, saying that March 5th, 2024 is the day that Trump's going to face the criminal charges in D.C. for the, you know, the Fedsurrection Jack Smith prosecution. I doubt that it's actually going to go forward on that date, primarily because it took 2.5 years for the Justice Department to come up with the actual indictment. So they're going to have to give a legitimate amount of time for the defense to come up with their counterarguments. Now, the judge, of course, is a very biased individual in this case, so that's going to be tough to overcome.
Let me just interrupt for 1 second. Sure. I'll make extra time, so I'm not cutting you off. Jack Smith is very, very biased, as are, I would have to say, from some of the reading I've done over the weekend, I would say a good, solid 80% of Americans are very, very biased against Trump. I think that shows a bit of a weakness in the sense that when my kids were growing up, I always told them to look at both sides of every story before they made a decision. I don't see that happening in the case of Donald J. I really don't. And I think that's too bad, Jimmy.
No, it's certainly too bad that people aren't actually looking at the facts of any of these cases. But I will tell you, the media is really propagating this, diversion effort to avoid discussing the actual factual problems that the Biden family has. So this is what else happened this weekend. Oh, let me just follow up with this. Yeah. There is a May 20th, 2024 date for the trial in Florida scheduled for the documents case. So we'll see how that goes. That's, again, a Jack Smith effort. Jack Smith was very closely connected to the Obama administration. And, of course, David Weiss in the Delaware district attorney. He was very close with the Obama administration and very close with Beau Biden and the Biden family, to the point where there was information this weekend coming out of speculation that, in fact, he met at one of the children's school basketball games with the Biden family in order to discuss the pressuring the Ukrainians to fire Viktor Shokin, the prosecutor who was looking into Burisma and the corruption.
I read that article. Yes, that was very interesting.
Yeah, and so, you know, these are factual contacts and lots of information out there that went on with prosecutors and connecting people that are associated with the Biden family with covering up this this entire corruption effort.
I agree.
But also this weekend, Shokin was on Brian Kilmeade's show, his Fox News, whatever his News Nation or whatever it's called, the news, their streaming service. And basically, he said, look, I was fired because the Bidens pushed Poroshenko, then president of Ukraine, to get me axed because I was getting close to the corruption, which, you know, there's more and more documentation showing that this was a factual statement on top of Joe Biden's verbal acceptance that that's what he did. He used a $1 billion threat.
I have that recorded, by the way.
Yeah, so again, these should be the biggest issues in the world. But what you're seeing on CNBC, all the network news is, oh, trial date for Trump. Oh, you know, just a continued effort to divert, and very little coverage on the documents, the information, or the actual testimony from people like Devin Archer, like Tony Bobulinski, like Shokin, and numerous individuals that are actually validating with documentation that the Bidens were using their influence in order to corrupt, you know, basically protect corruption.
Yeah.
And, you know, these are bribes. They're straight up for a foreign country. And unfortunately, we're not getting any resolution on it because a lot of people don't know about it. But they certainly know about the trial dates for Donald Trump.
Well, I think I just want to say one thing. I'm taking a new approach to my sources for commentary in the sense that I think I'm pretty skookum when it comes to, I mean, read Citizen Free Press and all of the what I would call conservative material. And then I turn around and I compare it to the liberal material, which is very obviously, and it's fine, you know, if that's what you want to believe. I just think it's a crock myself, but I compare it to what I read in the Wall Street, or I'm sorry, in the New York Times, and I have to tell you, I believe that I have the acumen to do that, and it is amazing how the stories differ. For example, the story you're talking about the defense minister that Joe Biden insisted, what he basically said is, he said, if you don't get that guy out of there, you're not going to get your money from the United States. And he bragged about that. I have that audio in my computer. Did the New York Times ever mention that? Of course not.
Well, no. And, you know, it was his threat to Poroshenko, the president of Ukraine, over Viktor Shokin, the prosecutor general who was investigating. And the interesting part about it is, the White House today says that that has been debunked. But the reality is the State Department had actually lauded Shokin for his efforts on trying to break corruption in the Poroshenko administration.
Right.
Just months prior to Biden and this intimidation threat.
That's 100% right, Jim.
Yeah, so there's, I mean, the level of fraud in the political coverage here is just unbelievable. So
it's pretty interesting, that's for sure. You know, we trust the major media for our information, and it really,
I don't.
It
I just
really
want to say straight up,
working.
I don't.
Huh?
I don't trust the major media for
no,
our
I'm
information.
No, I'm just saying the American public
people.
Generally
yes.
Does, and that's kind of a mistake.
Yeah, because they have a vested interest in this, and they're politically aligned with the administration enough so that they're willing to do anything to lie for them.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, look, the entire climate crisis argument is beginning to collapse. They immediately went towards, you know, it's climate change for the Hawaii fires. Now the Hawaii Electric Company is admitting that they had bare metal wires that bent down during high winds.
Yeah.
The high winds were the cause of a hurricane way offshore.
Yeah.
You just start looking at, you know, every single accusation, every argument being made, the number of, you know, hurricanes are going to increase.
Right.
They've actually diminished. The number
right.
of extreme weather events are going to increase. They've actually diminished. The, you know, you just go on and on. The number of heat waves are going to increase. They've actually diminished. These are facts that, you know, people are beginning to wake up to. But ultimately, you've got a media and a political entity that are using propaganda to
yeah.
intimidate people and then threaten them.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the sad reality that we're facing But nothing, Al, is as sad as what's happening in the UK, our little brother, if you will, when it comes to silencing free speech and attacking people. There are some just unbelievable things happening there.
For example?
So this weekend, there's a fairly extensive article in The Telegraph talking about a UK commissioner basically retweeting a police arrest of a Christian person that was arrested for praying.
Yeah.
And he just retweeted it. They came and arrested him. There is a brutal video.
Yeah, it is brutal.
A young woman who apparently was autistic, 16 years old.
Yeah.
And was in her parents' house. The cops had followed her home because she'd been out with her sister and was having a little bit of a problem. And she asked if one of the women, and I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago, if one of the police officers said she's a lesbian like my aunt. And the cop arrested her for hate speech. And they held her in.
That's amazing.
And you're seeing these hate speech laws throughout Europe being used for political tools, not only to silence Christians, but to silence any opposition to government power and control. And that's where we're headed right now in America. If people don't stand up and stop it, not only will Christians and conservatives be silenced, but anybody that has a question about
right,
the government.
Right. I want to just wrap this up, Jimmy, by saying one thing that I think you'll kind of be happy about this. I was talking yesterday with a friend of mine here, and I don't want to give his name, but I will say that for his career, he was the head of the oceanography department at the University of Washington. I asked him about climate change, and he just started laughing. I'd never seen this guy laugh. He just started hooting, and he said, "You know what it is?" He said, "It's all about climate has been changing slightly forever. And now the climate changers are using these normal changes and calling it climate change." And he said, "It's got nothing to do with fossil fuels. It's got everything to do with the natural evolution of the Earth."
That's right. It's the sun that has the most impact on our weather.
Right.
And there are numerous things. One of the other arguments they've made is that the Great Barrier Reef would collapse. No,
it didn't.
Great Barrier Reef has increased.
Right.
North Atlantic and, of course, the Arctic Sea would be ice-free in the summer. No, it's not.
Of course.
By 2020, that was the argument, that the glaciers would be gone in Glacier National Park by 2019, 2020. They had to change the signs because they had them up there. There's ice levels are increasing in Antarctica.
Right.
There's just so much information that shows it's bunk, but the media continues to perpetuate it because government entities and policies have a political agenda in using it to control us.
And I'm going to work very hard to give specifics on that particular side of the story and show how really ridiculous it is. Jimmy, I got an appointment at 10:45. I got to rock and roll.
You bet, Al. You take care. And tomorrow, let's talk a little bit about the next COVID scare that they're putting on people to try and mask everyone up and intimidate them.
Do you want to talk about it earlier?
No, let's just do it tomorrow. We'll just put it into our regular daily stuff.
You got the deal. Jimmy, have a good weekend. Thanks, man.
You too. Good luck shopping, and let's get this certificate fixed. Thanks, Al.
Yeah, it's out of my hands, but I'll bug Corey about it. Thank you.
You bet.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics. We will be back in a moment.